Thanks very much to Julia for joining us today in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. It's great to have you in here because your album that came out this year, Have You In My Wilderness, we've been playing here at 2CR quite a bit. Fantastic album and definitely on the lists of I've seen around the place of top tens and top hundreds around the world. Now, most of your albums have usually had a theme, Tragedy with Euripides Hippolytus and with Loud City Song, there was Gigi. And did you consciously enter the creation of this album not wanting to work based on a theme?
Yeah, it is true. It's not based on a story.
Mm.
But I'd started work on this record since 2011, so some of the songs are older,
mm-hmm.
including Have You In My Wilderness, the title track. So, yeah, really what I wanted to just do is make like a record that's sort of in the spirit of a lot of like 60s pop ballads.
Yeah, yeah.
And not with a story or anything.
But I mean, just sort of individual stories. Some of the songs have a real, you know, a real definite story, and other ones sort of a bit loosely, I guess, based maybe on any personal experience, or is it more just
everything
sort of based
I do is personal. You know, it's like, but it's not like this is autobiographical and this isn't. It's just all, of course,
all
you know.
Together. Yeah.
You know.
So the result is, yes, a fantastic album, which evokes a feeling of sort of letting someone in and letting them share your life with you. I found the album, you worked with Cole M. Grief Neal for this album, and he sort of helped develop your songs from behind a computer. Was it a bit of a liberating experience having someone work with you after doing so much sort of by yourself previously?
Yeah, and I've worked with him since Loud City Song, so it's at this point it's been a few years, and working with him has been great, and I think like it's really good for me to learn to trust other people, and I don't always won't always have another producer, but I think for these two records it was especially important because aside from the fact that it's always good to have someone else mix it too,
sure.
which he did on Ecstasis.
Yeah, yeah, another set of ears is always good.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But these records, he really needed to work on them because Loud City Song kind of was asking for a sort of theatrical, dramatic atmosphere, sort of orchestral in my mind. And then the next one, Have You My Wilderness, I thought I wanted to have this sort of powerful, big kind of 60s pop sound. Or not poppy, kind of, but like ballads, sort of. I don't know. It's sort of a loose genre that I... But just have a very classic, warm, powerful feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I think you definitely got that. Some of those tracks just sort of build up and just surround you. There's just a real atmospheric, cinematic sound to it.
I think both of the two records required high fidelity, so I needed to have someone like Cole.
And some good headphones.
Yeah, and he also just totally understood what I was trying to do, and so it worked well.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you started out your musical career as a composer, I believe, and you're returning to your roots shortly, working on a film called Bleed for This, based on a true story about an Italian-American boxer called Vinnie Pazienza, starring Miles Teller. What can you tell us about the project?
Well, I've scored film before, but never professionally, so it was very new for me. I was working with mainly just one-on-one with the director.
So is it something that you've sort of always wanted to do, you know, compose for films? Is that something you'd like to sort of continue?
Yeah, I guess I kind of did, but I didn't think a lot about it until more recently. Like, oh, this is like something maybe I should do.
Yeah.
A nice counterpart to being like, because I don't always just want to be like recording a record touring like I feel like there's more to what I want to do. There's like projects I want to work on and all these kinds of things, so this makes so much sense like for me, I think, if I can do it more. And it was like such a positive experience working with Ben Younger, who's the director.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very like opinionated, like he knows what he wants kind of person, and I think he just like trusted me though in this way that was so awesome.
So you must have been a big fan beforehand. Is that sort of...
He didn't know my music super well, I think, until he heard one of my songs on the radio, and then that he just knew he wanted that. And then I guess he did listen. He knows that record, I think.
Sure, yeah.
But I think it was just like I kind of got lucky in a sense. Like it wasn't... I had no strong background in scoring, but it worked out really nicely.
Yeah, fantastic. Looking forward to hearing it. Now, listening to your music, and especially this latest album, I feel a connection to the bodies of water, whether it be Sea Calls Me Home or the feeling of sort of staring out over an ocean or lake. Is it something about the physical bodies of water that inspire your sound? Is it sort of more metaphorical?
I wasn't conscious of any of these patterns with nature or whatever, but I do think within each song, I find I was using these sort of landscapes as a kind of symbolic of the emotions that were expressed in the song.
Yeah.
I guess that's like what most writers do. So what I'm saying is really general, but so with Sea Calls Me Home, it just, that image came to me very intuitively. I didn't think a lot about it, but it's obvious why.
Okay.
Right? Because it's like about freedom, and but also being scared about freedom. And so that makes sense that it's about the sea. Like, or like in Vasquez, there's a sort of a desert landscape, and it's sort of about this outlaw on the run in the desert. Or, I don't know, Lucette is also, the sea's kind of ominous. And
I did read somewhere that you found that the sea quite sort of dark and ominous, you know, feeling that, you know, it's not something that you would go to be calm and relaxed. It's more of a sort of a big creature, you know.
I have that feeling.
Yeah. And I can understand that. I mean, I do a little bit of scuba diving, and you get down there, you feel so peaceful, but then you also realize how big and how scary you're in this body of water. You just don't know what's around you. But
totally, that's my experience.
Now, as I was mentioning earlier, Mojo magazine in the UK just announced your album as number one in their best albums of 2015. Must make you feel like they're great to have people loving your music so much. Do you find yourself looking at these sort of lists and going, you know, comparing yourself to other artists in there and going, wow, you know, they've picked me above all these? Is it something you sort of look at and go, oh?
I think it's something that makes me uncomfortable.
Really?
Of course, like, if people appreciate my music to that extent, like with Mojo, who's always been supportive of my music, actually, since I started, I'm so appreciative, and I want people to hear it. So, and that's really the only way, is for these people to support you, because these days there's so much music and it's hard. No one really pays attention unless these publications support you in some way. It's true.
Well, that's it.
I'm very appreciative of that. It's also very scary to be rated, and I dislike the rating system. Like, maybe I think it's cool if we make a list, but maybe not having them numbered. It's just so strange. But I mean, I think about it a lot, because I think it's, since the music industry is just a sort of like chaos, that these lists have taken over as opposed to charts. So it used to be maybe more charts, but now it's pretty impossible to be charted unless you're really doing something super poppy.
Yeah.
So you sort of start to be rated based on these lists. And then it's just, I dislike point systems for rating records, and I don't like to read reviews. And I just think all these things are really toxic for a musician to have to pay attention to. But I also think in the past, it's always been difficult. Like, it's always going to be hard for a musician to be reviewed and rated. And I never know what to expect. I find it to be very arbitrary.
I think it is arbitrary, you're right. And it feels, but I feel like these lists, for people who don't maybe know how to discover music, they can look at these lists and go, oh, look, you know, this is what these people say is good, and maybe I should actually have listened to them. And maybe in that way, it'll expose you.
That's what's great. Audience, so, no, for me, it's great if I'm on a list. And I just know before I used to be on lists, how hard it is. If you don't get on a list, you know, but that's, I mean, that's kind of the way the world is, but I think maybe it gets worse the more the music industry collapses and we have to rely on these lists or whatever. Mm. But I mean, obviously I'm really happy that people have been supportive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how long that'll, you know, you never know, but I am really so happy, like a little bit surprised sometimes just how lucky I can be.
I don't think we're surprised. I think it's well deserved. It's well deserved. What about other current artists at the moment, like current music? Is there anything that you sort of stand out for you recently that you've been listening to?
I haven't been listening to enough music recently, but I brought three CDs on this tour. One was like classic Patti Smith, which I hadn't ever like gotten super into before, and I'm enjoying that. And also reading her two books. And I also have been listening to the new Joanna Newsom record, which is like really incredible. And the Kendrick Lamar record. So
that's one in everyone's list this year.
I know. it's a big one. I know. I'm like really with the times.
Well, good luck with the tour in Australia.
Thank you.
Newtown Social Club tonight. Good luck with that. And I think, is there another show as well in Melbourne, or is that?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's right. We don't talk about Melbourne anyway. but thanks so much for coming into TCR today.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.